So tonight I want to talk about, I've been thinking about a couple weeks, and so when Sister Sherry asked if one of us was going to bring a lesson, I knew which one it was going to be. But I was thinking about the ripple effect. How many people know what the ripple effect is? Can I show hands? So how many have thrown a rock into a pond or creek or something and you've seen the water ripple out? Do you know that? Most of you have probably done that at some point, maybe not realize it's what it's called, but so you know, usually it's a still body of water that it works the best on. You go to the pond, you throw the rock in, and it just ripples out. The bigger the rock, sometimes the bigger the ripple. Sometimes you can skip them, they have, you know, ripples that go through. But even down to a drop of water, you can fill your bathroom sink up, put a drop of water, and you're gonna see ripples come out. And so I was thinking about the ripple effect. We all are making a ripple effect somewhere. And so it was a TED Talk video of this young man. I think he was 24, I think is what I remember that his age was. But he talked about the ripple effect on his family. He said, I came from a normal family. My dad worked, my mom worked. We were all happy. We were all just normal kids. And he said, all of a sudden, things begin to change when two cousins come to live with him for a week, and then it was 2 weeks, and then it was a month, and then it was a couple months. And come to find out, his uncle was a heroin addict, and he had no idea. And so the news came as a blow, and not only that, he has these two cousins that are now making them late to everything, or they're taking the snacks, they're supposed to go in their lunches. And so they begin to have effects on the family from this. And he said that the cousins, they didn't understand why, you know, everybody didn't have bugs in their hair, or everybody didn't sleep in beds that had bugs, because that's how they had been living. They had cigarette burns up and down their arms. And so this was all things that were rippling into his family that he had no idea about. And it went from bad to worse when his uncle overdosed and died. And so he thought, well, at least at this point, things will quit rippling. You know, it's going to quit affecting, but not. Then it went into the family members got involved. And there was fights over visitation of the kids or custody of the kids. And his mom got sick and had to quit her jobs, which means his dad had to work now nights and make more money. And his older sister went off to college and didn't hardly come home. And his younger sister went into depression, was threatening suicide. And he said the only saving grace, he was 14 years old, was he had overwhelming support from friends and teachers. And so I thought the ripple effect of someone else in his life saved this young man. And that the last thought he had said was so moving. He said, addiction affected every aspect of my life, and I wasn't even the user. And so I thought how much things can affect us, you know, and he wasn't even the person that, obviously the users that use drugs, that they're destroying their lives and things and people. But this reached clear out to him from an uncle, and to a total disruption of the home, total disruption of his life, and it wasn't even him, but the ripple effect had went out and touched him. And so I think about, and Brother Steve says quite a bit, we're not an island. And so a lot of us think, I'm out here, and I do what I want to do, and it's no big deal. Only if you lived on an island would that matter, with nobody else. But nobody lives on an island by themselves. So everything you do is going to affect somebody somewhere. Decisions you make, actions you take, words you speak, they're all going to have a ripple effect. So no matter how insignificant you feel, I talked about at the beginning, even a drop of water makes a ripple effect. And so we'll use the example that you decide to backslide, you decide to give up, and your ripple of influence, and we've talked about this even in Sunday school with stewardship, you have your corners of influence that we don't touch. But Steve goes to school, he's a teacher with kids, we don't see him. And then you go to school with kids, he don't see him. So we all have our own little world that we affect. And so you decide to give up, your ripple of influence, it will affect one. So at school, they're watching your life, whether they're in your close circle, whether they're your friend or not, they're gonna watch because they know, as I was there, and it happened when I was in school. And they would watch to see when things happen to you, how are you gonna react to it? Are you going to just, you know, go to the extreme? Are you gonna take it? How are you going through it? They want to see how you're going to do it. You have friends at church, your youth group, your youth leaders, your parents, your pastor, and the church. And so I know the prayer services started back up on Tuesday and Thursdays, and a lot of you are in school, so you don't get to go to those. But I have heard ones, and we had them over here before gate meeting with the youth. I've heard names called out, and it's not just a recitation. It's people that's really got a burden for someone that's not doing well. And you could hear the heartbreak. And it's not necessarily a brother or a sister. Sometimes it's a friend. Sometimes it's just someone in the youth they're concerned about. And so that ripple effect of their actions has reached out to you to where you're burdened and you're praying for them. And I remember back, I don't even remember what year it was now, but we started helping Sister Quarter, my brother Chris and I, and we talked about, you know, we don't mind helping out with the youth, that's fine and everything. And so then I came to her one day, and I said, now wait a minute, you didn't tell me something. And she said, okay. And I said, you didn't tell me I was going to care so much. You didn't tell me I was going to get so invested that I was not going to be able to sleep at night because I'm worried about these young people. I was just thinking I was going to help. And here, she just kind of laughed, and, you know, she knew that was going to happen. That's part of it. You care. That's why we're here. That's why we're helping, is we care. And so as young people, you're beginning to develop you individually, who you are, your own opinions. You know, you're not having mom and dad telling you, you are going to wear this because you like it. Now you're like, no, I don't like it. I'm going to wear this. So you're becoming your own decisions. Picking your classes for school. What class, you know, what do you think is going to fit you, what you want? Some are making independence. You get that driver's license, that car. Now you can go places, you can do things. So I know, because I was in young people once, that you think this is ridiculous, that I have to worry about every little thing that I say and do affecting someone, that I'm responsible for that. Because at some point they should be worrying about their own actions and figuring it out. And that's true. But we have to want be aware of our huge influence. And sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad. And sometimes we're not even aware of people that we're touching. So you think of maybe that boy or that girl in school who's struggling to make it. And I forget who was, someone was just talking to me yesterday at the picnic, and I've already forgotten who, was talking about some of the home lives of kids at school. And you have no idea that they were finding out. You have no idea what some of these kids are going through. And I am not in the school system, my husband is, and now, and he says, he comes home and he's like, some of these kids are wearing the same clothes every day. What's going on in their home life? Why are they wearing the same clothes every day? And we become foster parents, we become very aware of home situations that are just crazy to think about, and we're so sheltered growing up, and we have so much to be thankful for, that when we can make such an impact. And I know, I read a story about a young boy who was on the ocean, and there was all this, had been a high tide, and it went back out, and all these starfish were on the ocean, on the sand, and they were dying. And so he was picking them up and throwing them in the ocean, and he was going along the sand doing this, and someone said, why are you doing this? It's such a waste of time. You can't save them all. And he picked it up, and he said, I saved this one, and he threw it back in the ocean. And so I think, you know, sometimes we get looking at the big picture, oh, I can't make a huge impact. I am just a young person. I'm just a really quiet nobody here. But there's maybe one person, you know, that you can make a difference in their life. And so I think we ripple out, we affect others. And I was doing some research on this, it talked about a supervisor who was given a team, and she rippled out to just affect her team. But they said that didn't happen. When she rippled out to her team, they took and they rippled out. And so the ripple continued to go. And so we may make a difference to somebody else, and now they're going to make a difference to somebody else, and it just keeps going. I thought about if Brother Strzelecki didn't show up one Sunday, and we're all sitting here, and nobody knew, they didn't tell us, they didn't text us, they didn't call us, there would be a stir. We would be affected, we'd be concerned, we'd be worried. So next Sunday comes around, they don't do it again. And we'd be like more affected, more concerned, more worried, right? Confused. And so the same goes for you guys. If you guys miss, we'll talk about you. We talk to each other. Have you heard from so-and-so? Have you had a text? Did you see if they were here? Were they here maybe last Sunday? Did one of us miss them? Are they doing okay? Has anybody checked in on them? And when we hear that they're not, it hurts us to the core. And so what we say, how we pray, we do it with a heavy heart because we're affected, because you've rippled into our lives now as well. Is if we would miss, if we would quit coming, we would ripple into your lives. So I think about in the Bible, and as I start thinking about, there's so many stories that from, we start at the very, very, very beginning, Eve and Adam. Stones in the Bible that was thrown in and made a ripple. Eve to Adam, and then obviously that went on, Cain to Abel, and the effect that kept going. Moses with the children of Israel. Samson, he made a huge ripple because he was mighty and he was strong and taking all these armies on, and then he had a little ripple in his life called Delilah, just a young girl, just a girl. And she totally changed the course of his life. David, twice, we think of him as a small shepherd boy against Goliath. And I know when I thought about this story before, we think small shepherd boy, but he was a youth. From everything that I could read, he was a youth. And he went against Goliath, and he didn't, I don't think any of us would go out and charge against a guy that's 9'9" and a 125-pound suit armor and say, yeah, I'm gonna take you on with a slingshot. We'd all be cuckoo if we did that. But he was so angry that he was speaking against God and nobody was doing anything about it. But God had been with him when he killed the bear, with the lion, and this had made effects in his life that he knew God was gonna do it again. But then later in his life, when he coveted Bathsheba, and then he ended up killing her husband to cover up his sin, the ripple effect there. He suffered through his family, through his children. And of course, he's a king, and now it's been known what he did, and so the ripple effect again still keeps going. And here we are later, hundreds and hundreds of years later, reading about it. Daniel in the lion's den, the three Hebrew boys. I know one was Ananias and Sapphira. They were totally separate in their comings in with their story, but they both had the same ending, and it both affected their lives. Judas, Saul when he went to Paul, Esther, Ruth, we could go on and on. There's so many in there that made ripple effects. And I bet if you went back and you interviewed any of them and said, you know what, hundreds and hundreds of years from now, millions of people are going to read your story. They would think you're crazy. But there, you know, here's just someone, Ruth, who was a nobody, went to a land of, she didn't even know, following someone, and to find out millions and millions of people have read her story from the Bible. It's amazing to think about. And so to think about, okay, well, we're obviously not going to be in the Bible because it's already written. But we have things today that are on social media, things that happen that are there forever. You can still go do research. And so I was doing research today and last night about the Columbine school shooting. So I would say a majority of you don't remember that because it was 21 years ago. But I would say maybe, hopefully you've heard about it through school and history being spoke to you. And I talked, they talked about the girl that said yes. There's a book about it. And there was two of them, I guess, that were Christian girls that were taken out. And one was asked, and I thought, in the face of death, do you believe God? And the ripple effect it made to the ones in the classroom, to the ones still today. I mean, that happened in Colorado. We were in Ohio. We've read about it. And I thought, when I started reading about her story, she was brought up in a Christian home, but she rebelled. She began using drugs and alcohol, was suicidal, had major anger issues. And her parents moved to Columbine for a new start. And a year and a half before her death, she went to a church retreat weekend, restored her faith, and her dad said she came back an entirely different person. So different that a year and a half later, she's able to say, yes, I believe in God, in the face of knowing that you're going to die. Your drop of water can ripple out and affect so many people. And I wish I could do some kind of demonstration to show it to you, but there's just no way to do it in here. So you think about even a random act of kindness. You open a door, you smile at someone. You know, I read where someone said, I was having such a horrible day, and someone smiled at me and asked how I was doing, and it changed my entire day. And you know, you've seen that where, you know, someone comes in, how are you doing? Right? Well, for crying out loud. So the next person asks, how are you doing? Well, and all of a sudden, the bad mood starts going, and you rip it all, and you don't even know why you're angry. You're started with someone that was grumpy in the morning with you. And it's the opposite effect as well. So you can make such a huge impact. Hopefully I brought to you both sides. Huge impact for the good when you ripple out. And I read something that was so interesting. That it'll ripple until it hits something that stops. And I thought, hopefully we're rippling. And when it stops, it's hitting someone that's going to carry that on. So every single person have a ripple effect. How is ours? Can we make a greater one? I mean, we can just think we're a drop of water. But we can positively make an impact. And so when we get to jump into decisions and we think we're just going to do this because I don't care, I want to do it, we think about the ripple effect. It's not just your family and your friends, and it's going to keep going and going, and you'll never know probably eventually how many people you have actually touched. As I said, with all these Bible stories, if you would have told a million, thousand, hundreds, I'll say hundreds, I'm not sure how many years later, someone would read your story in this book that's published for everybody to read. You know, this nobody Ruth, this nobody little boy, or young child David, Moses, who didn't even think he could speak well, and they would say your story is going to be told over and over again, and people are going to still be affected by it and think that we're no different. We can still do something today that ripples out and affects in a way that can be passed on from generation to generation to generation, and we can keep it going to do great things for great people.